Hey, Jay.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. This was our live episode back at the Hollywood Improv.
There we go.
We have fun on the road.
We really do.
It was at our hometown, but we still have a lot of fun.
Hometown show, and things did actually end up getting
true.
True.
They did. True. Yeah, they got true. I enjoy. About you or anything that you do. I heard you
got a new man. I see you taking the pic. Wow. It's true. Big Sean doesn't give a fuck.
I just wanted to stand up so we could hear more of the song.
I know, I would have played the whole entire thing.
I like the song.
It's a good song.
It has a good message, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't give an F about her.
Right, or her feelings.
Yeah, or anything that she does.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You guys,
thank you.
Hey. Thank you, guys. Thanks. Thank you, everybody who came out except for this guy. Whoever has the front row and not there. Whose chair is this? The absolute front row for nobody?
They leave a chair open for the owner that passed away recently.
Jesus. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
But only because that's not right. I made that up. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
I would give a fuck.
Yeah, I would give a fuck.
I would be sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Which is his other song.
It's another verse, actually.
I actually changed my mind. I do give a fuck about you and everything that you do. This is so exciting. Who here has been to one of these podcast taping before? Who has never been to a live podcast before? Yeah! Everyone that's been here before, you get to punch someone that hasn't.
What?
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Right now!
I changed the law. I changed the law of America.
And you learned how to punch like this.
Yeah.
Everybody sock someone. If you do it like this, it won't hurt.
This is how people boxed in the tens.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Yeah. Like Irish people, when Irish people were the strongest.
Wrists forward.
Yeah. When you go 52 rounds against the fucking kangaroo.
You know a lot about history.
Thanks, dude.
So, what is this? This is a podcast. Do you guys know what podcasts are?
Everyone in this room listens to podcasts, thus making it the nerdiest room in Los Angeles.
You're all losers
right now.
But we're the most losers because we have a podcast.
Yes, which is like listening to 1,000 podcasts.
That's right.
Because we actually have it. This is an advice podcast. People write us in with their dilemmas and their problems, and Jake and I tend to advise these listeners out of their moral quandaries. And sometimes it's just us two, and sometimes we do it in a room with 200 friends.
And one no-show.
Yeah.
Cheers, by the way. This is really nice. Toda. It's a pleasure
to all of you, too.
It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I know you feel the same way, that it's a pleasure to be here with them. And conversely, it's a pleasure to be here
sure,
with
you. Sure, let's get started.
And just for the record, let's hear you say it, that it's a pleasure to be here with you.
I agree.
Do you like being here with everybody else?
I do like being here with everybody else.
Do you like
else.
Being here with me?
And I think we should
Cheers.
Get started. Absolutely.
I love you, and you love me too. And if you take a sip of the whiskey, that is a binding contract that we are in love.
Salute.
Salute. That does not negate. That's love, people. That was love. That was real.
I do love you.
Jeez, now it sounds forced.
Yeah, please relax.
How is everybody else doing? Is everybody good? Good. All right, cool. That's all I needed to know.
Do we just jump right in, get into it?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah? Should we say yeah?
How are we doing on time?
We are out. Fuck.
What?
It was so good to be here.
How long was that song? All right. For those of you who are uncertain, unfamiliar, these are, I'm going to be reading real emails from real people, but going to give them fake names in order to preserve their anonymity. So we need a fake name.
Abby?
Wait a second.
Bijan?
These are all real names.
Huh?
These are all real names.
Oh, shit.
I want fake names.
Bijan, to be fair, Bijan does sound like a fake name.
Bijan?
Is the first name a guy?
Yeah. No, it's actually a woman.
Okay. Well, this is fair still. Bijan, you get to give me a fake name for a woman. Stumped. Fariba?
Yes.
Is okay, yeah, sure. That sounds fake.
Fariba.
The daughter
writes.
Of a Furby.
Fariba writes, money. She does write money.
Oh, money, money, money.
Money is pretty tight these days, and my boyfriend came up with a novel solution to ease the issue. He offered to pay my rent for the next month if I ate a piece of dead skin off his foot.
It's fair.
The alternate was a spitball to the back of the throat that I would then have to swallow. The rent is about $600 a month, half my salary. I'm mulling it over, but was wondering if you guys have ever been in a financial bind so severe you would take that offer up. Or is there anything else you would have done to prostitute yourself out with a partner? I'm ruling out sex. That's too far. Any insight? Love? What was her name?
Fariba.
Fariba. Yeah, we can give it up for Fariba.
Give it up for Fariba. Wherever she is, she's choking to death on a part
a
of a
spit
foot.
Spitball, yeah. The alternate was a spitball to the back of my throat. That sounds like a threat if she didn't do the foot thing. Eat my dead skin or else.
That's
it's
so
a spitball to the throat with ya.
It's not fair.
It's not. I don't think that's legal. Right?
I don't know. Yeah, it's illegal. It's extortion?
Sure, yeah, why not? Extortion.
It's some form of torture.
Have you ever done anything bad for money?
Bad for money? Well, I guess like selling drugs or something would be bad.
Of course.
And I did that once. I did that once for a long time.
Yeah. It was a very slow transaction.
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever been desperate enough to eat. Well, what is dead skin? What's it made of? It's just, you know,
it's
dead
skin.
It's
made out of skin, I bet.
That doesn't sound terrible. I bet it would be. Oh, that's from fucking Austin Powers.
What?
Goldmember did it. You guys remember that?
If Goldmember did it, certainly she can do it.
It might not be that bad. It might be salty.
Is that a danger? Would you say go for it, or is it sets a dangerous precedent for this weird billionaire boyfriend of hers.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. He's not, he doesn't even have a lot of money. He just really, really, really wants her to do it. What?
I also like that she's like, I would never have sex with him. That's going too far. Wouldn't that be going not as far as the dead skin if you're sleeping with your boyfriend? That seems average.
Right. It seems normal. You should see that. Good.
Yeah, maybe she can parlay it to just say, I will not sleep with you unless you pay me. Is that prostitution?
But
don't jump to conclusions. Just because she's getting paid
to
fuck
him. Here's what I would say. That, of course, is prostitution, but so isn't eating the dead skin. It's just a kinkier form. Someone said yes.
So what?
Some
every
eater back there.
Every bet is prostitution.
I think everything is prostitution.
I can't tell if that's a very liberal or conservative thing to say.
Either way,
it is a statement, and I think I stand by it.
Have you ever been so desperate for money? You've never run out of money, right?
No, I'm infinitely wealthy.
Well, yeah, because your parents are rich, and then you're rich.
Now we're just all rich.
Okay, perfect.
You should come over for one of our money fights.
It's just, everybody's fighting like this.
Yeah. These are bands of $100 bills.
What is the question? Should she do it, or would we do it?
Remember that thing in The Office where we would, at College Humor back in the day, a lot of people would be like, hey, I'll pay you $20 to do this, and then people would jump in on that and be like, oh, I'll match that. And then it was like up to like $300 to like...
This is like the closest I ever came to crying at work.
So without crying, you mean?
Yeah, because I cried at work a bunch.
Yeah,
I cried almost every day.
This is the closest you got while still being able to hold back.
It was around Easter time, and we got a bunch of jelly beans, right? And there was this guy in our office named Kevin.
Yeah, you don't have to say people's names.
Well, no, Kevin's innocent in the story.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to the other names. So okay. Kevin Corrigan, great man. He was challenged to eat like a pound of jelly beans. Fair enough.
Sure.
He did it. It was great. It was hilarious. He got sick and everything was fun and fine, and he got paid his money.
He had to go home because he had some sort of short form diabetes. It was hilarious. His blood sugar went up so high.
We used to pay him to eat a lot of things, and that was not the only time Kevin got sick and went home from work. But then we upped the ante. So Streeter, you guys know Streeter maybe. So there was a bet for Streeter to eat a pound of just popcorn, buttered popcorn flavored jelly beans. You guys are disgusted, and I'm halfway through the story. So as Streeter is trying to make his way through these jelly beans, he is spitting into a cup just because he can't fucking take.
There's too much saliva, basically.
There's like buttered popcorn flavored saliva. He's just sick. Like borderline throwing up into a cup for an hour. It got to the point where, like, it was as high as my whiskey right now. And then somebody dared an intern to drink it.
But then I was like, I'll give you $30 to do that. And then somebody's like, yeah, I'll match that. And then by the time
it
was done...
So this dude was like, yeah, we'll do it for, like, $200. And he had no idea how quickly we could raise $200.
Yeah. We can have, like, an actual Red Cross charity fundraiser and get, like, $31. Yeah,
we could have cured something.
Yeah, but to drink the cup of spit, we had $200 in a heartbeat.
So fast. So then, like, the whole entire office has surrounded this kid. He's holding the cup of spit, and he's like, wait. We started counting down from 20. And he's like, hold on. And then we got to 3, 2, 1, and he was like, fuck it. And he chugged the whole thing.
So there are worse things you could do for money is the moral of the story.
That's true.
Would you, if you were her, if I were you, I feel like...
I think I'd break up with the maniacal boyfriend who wants her to eat his foot.
I mean, the fucked up, you think about it on the surface and it's like, okay, I'll eat a little piece of dead skin and you'll pay for half my rent. Everybody wins. But then you're
That's
like,
the
wait a minute.
Way of sticking it to him, actually.
Yeah. But then...
Just nonchalantly doing it.
If you think about it, he has the money and he won't give it to her unless she does this thing that degrades her. Not sleeping with him, but rather he gets the spit in her mouth.
Yeah. That's sociopathic for sure.
So I wonder...
So I say do it and rob him, and then break up with him.
Oh.
So you take his... You eat his foot, take the money,
eat
break up. I just want to start calling it eating his foot.
What would you do if you were her?
I just said, fucking eat his foot.
You would do it.
I would, and then I would take the money, then I'd break up.
I guess I would. I would. But is she living with him, or is it like, you pay my rent separately?
Well, yeah, that's just the rent that he owes, and he's yeah. like, I won't do it. He's holding it hostage until she eats his foot.
Then that's I guess I would probably do it, right? What's the alternative if you don't have money? You have to get the money.
Get a job.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, now we're making money this easy.
Yeah. I'll get a job eating a foot.
All right, I think we answered it. Did we answer it?
Yeah.
Cheers. Drink up. Bottoms up. You guys didn't get drinks yet? Did you order drinks?
Yeah.
I don't know what's up. Do you want a sip of this?
That's Jake Spitt you're drinking.
But you owe me one. When do you get your drink?
Or $300. Or whatever half your rent is. All right. We need another boy's name. What did I hear? Crandis? Crandis? Crandis?
Crandis.
I'm still not sure.
Over in the corner behind the piano.
That actually is the piano talking.
You came here just to yell Crandis, didn't you?
Yeah. That guy's hiding in the piano.
Have it's you like been Pee-wee's... to one of our other shows?
Yeah, I was in the other LA one.
And did you also yell Crandis? You did. You... This is performance art at its fucking finest. He's
he doesn't
just go to our shows. He goes to shows all around and he yells Crandis. You see him at UCB, they're like, all right, we just need a suggestion from the audience. And that dude's like, Crandis! I love you, dude. To Crandis.
He starts melting because he meant to troll and anger you, but the fact that you love him means he's dead. All right.
Oh, man. Is there... Can you get, like, Crandis on social media? I feel like you probably could, right?
I'm down that shit.
Instagram.com/Crandis?
Do you imagine it with a C or a K? It actually doesn't matter. All right.
It is C, though, right, boss?
It is
boss?
C, yeah.
Thank you.
It's actually... Is there a C at the end, like Candace?
A silent Q in the middle, he said. That is so inconvenient.
What if there's an even amount of letters and there's no smack dab in the middle? He's right. All right. Crandis writes. I've recently been working a really shitty job just to make ends meet, but in the last couple days I received a job opportunity in television that I've been waiting for ages to come up. I can't wait to start in a few weeks' time, and if that wasn't good enough, I've got yet another dream job, working abroad in Rome for a long weekend with a friend, consulting clients, and pretty much getting free meals and free wine in a beautiful city. I've only just found out about both of these jobs, and it's the best news I've had in a long while. But here's the catch. My girlfriend has been struggling with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, a lot more than usual lately, and now she's coming down with tonsillitis. For those of you listening at home, Jake just took somebody's drink. Everyone was not just cheering for tonsillitis. So, guy has great jobs, girl is getting more and more sick. I can't imagine how much it is sucking for her at the moment, so I don't want to make her feel jealous or even more depressed by telling her all the good news I've had recently. It's hard not to tell her either because I'll be flying abroad to Rome in a few weeks and she'll have to know about it, and hearing about it will probably just make her feel worse. She knows the person I'm traveling with is an old friend, although it might make her feel worse because the friend is a really attractive girl. Haha. I love my girlfriend. How can I deliver this news best? What should I do in this slippery sitch? Thanks. Crandis.
Crandis has to break up, right?
So. Guy is getting dream job after dream job.
Right.
Girl has diarrhea and a swollen throat.
Yep.
And he's afraid that telling her will make her feel worse.
Right. And I think that he doesn't even realize the inherent problem with this question, that he's afraid to give his girlfriend good news.
Because
Yeah, is this girl your mortal enemy? Is she your Wario that if she hears you get a dream job?
Every time something good happens to you, it makes her bowels worse.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? Whenever you're happy, I have diarrhea.
Your glee turns into pee.
She probably got tonsillitis when he got the consulting gig.
Holy shit, it's like Unbreakable. The universe has to be in order.
It does. So he wins the lottery and her parents die or something.
Yeah.
But at least... Oh, you guys are really sad, right? It didn't really happen.
She does actually have diarrhea.
So it's funny thinking about it.
That's how that works. It's weird that he's afraid to say that good thing. Shouldn't this good news be result in her feeling better?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's also looking at her situation as solitary. So he's saying, good things are happening to me, bad things are happening to her. Not like, great things are happening for us, and bad things are happening for us, and like, where does that leave us?
Yeah, you know? it's very me versus her, which seems like a non-healthy relationship.
Yeah.
Also, like, he's like, I can't not tell her because I'm going to Rome. Yeah, of course. We knew that. You don't have to say that she won't notice that you went to Rome.
Maybe her IBS will be so bad that weekend she'll just be holed up.
Yeah, in a bathroom for 4 days while he's sipping wine 9 time zones away. So, the advice. What would you suggest this guy do?
I don't know. I think if I was dating somebody and they were like making me sad about good things that were happening to me, I would break up with them. Thank you. That was the most genuine I've ever been. I was like a kindergartner finding that thought. It was so basic. If I felt bad and sad, I would leave.
You, who causes it?
Oh, I just broke everything down. That's how all relationships are.
So, well, but she's not even feeling bad or sad. He's projecting that onto her. He fears that she will.
That's another way to look at it. I'll tell you what, bud. Cheers, you had a good point. I just fear that you're not drinking it, is all.
I have to read.
Yeah.
I also drove you here in a motorcycle.
That's right.
No sidecar.
Uh-uh, no helmets either.
Yeah, you were in front facing me.
Yeah.
No helmets.
It was so intimate.
It was borderline gay.
Only borderline because you were inside me.
Yeah. Until we got here.
I was reverse looking at waves. This way. Yeah. Left onto Melrose. Yeah. Oh, you're so deep. All right.
You've heard of reverse cowgirl, right? This is reverse looking at ways.
We should fuck more.
You think if we're not going to, but if we actually started having sex on the stage, would you guys applaud or would you be so freaked out? See, I don't think so either. Yeah, I think you'd be like, holy shit.
They'd be
what's
appalled.
Happening. Yeah.
They'd be appalled. They wouldn't applaud for sure.
You should be appalled of my balls. You really should.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty tight rhyme.
Be appalled of my balls?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, go. Yeah.
Be appalled of my balls and shocked at my shaft. You gotta be surprised or it's not gonna last. I need you to be surprised. Keep your mouth open wide. Keep your eyes closed inside when I go up and down. Oh, what? Oh, shit.
Don't be appalled at my balls. Oh, yeah. So that's gonna be our single.
I want a girl to be shocked at me. That's the best thing you can be.
Be appalled at my balls.
They're so smalls. All my balls. I have a lot of balls. I have like 7 balls and they're all very small.
It's like not the satchel. Amount that's freaky though, it's the size.
Yeah, well it's the size and it's the quality and the quantity of my balls.
It looks like a bunch of little rabbit turd pellets just attached to his taint. Cheers, buddy.
So here's the advice for this guy. You tell her as if she should be excited for you.
Right.
Like, great news. Oh, I don't have diarrhea anymore? Bitch, I don't know what the fuck you have going on here.
Just joking about that.
I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you poo. Thank you. Deep pull.
You tell her the great news, and then if she's actually excited for you, that's great. You made her feel better. And if she feels worse, you'd be like, oh, why are you madder at me for being happy?
Yeah, don't tiptoe around it. Just present it like the good news that it is.
Yeah, and then adjust your relationship
that's
accordingly.
That's correct. Who said pure heart? Thank you, sir. Pure heart rule. As long as you do everything with pure heart, then
But what if your heart is molten black like yours? You're like, oh, yeah. I did it out of the purest
of my... I'm a manipulative monster. That's how I know.
Yeah. So is it still a pure heart if you don't have one?
Well, sometimes it's pure. It just changes all the time. My heart's my enemy.
Bitch!
Yeah, you guys are right. You're right.
All right. We got nothing left to say to this dude. Another lady. Chara is pretty good.
No, Bijan's still after. You already got called on, Bijan. I love it. You're determined. Somebody said Chara?
Chara? Chara?
You're right, let's do it. He's convincing.
Chara, let's do it. Right. I've had this friend since middle school. We're both now in college, and I've always kind of sensed that he might like me, but never said anything because I didn't want to be wrong and ruin the friendship. Anyways, the other night he showed up at my house around midnight, totally smashed, so I brought him inside, and he just started crying and told me, if you'd just sit on my face, I could eat my way to your heart.
That's romantic. Y'all don't understand. That's really romantic.
He then threw up and left. Now I don't know what to do. I think he was confessing to liking me, but then again, he was drunk. And after that, I don't really want to go out with him. Maybe if he asked me out like a normal person, I would have considered it. But now, I still have to see him a lot because our parents are best friends and we have classes together. Please help me so I can keep doing me. Thank you for any help you can offer. Toda, Charla.
Chara.
Nice.
Thank you, Chara.
So, what do you think of the line?
It's a good line.
If you would just sit on my face,
I would eat my way
to your heart.
I'm surprised she didn't do it.
That's a gosh darn Valentine. And if he said that drunk, imagine what he means sober.
It's true. It's, and then to throw up afterwards. He really meant it.
Yeah.
He left it all out there.
Even his dinner.
Mm-hmm. What if she told her parents? Just tells her dad, and then their parents are best friends. He has to tell the son's father.
Yeah.
Hey, your kid actually said to my daughter.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No,
well,
I heard.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
He said
I know, it's the face thing.
She sat there.
Yeah, I came up with that.
You did.
Yeah. I fed that line to him.
That's how I married old Darlene over here.
Yeah. Charlotte, get out here.
Yep, come here.
Sit on daddy's face.
See how far I'll eat his way.
Yeah. All the way to your, I don't know, abdomen maybe?
Yep, there we go.
But this kid can get to your heart. Here's a question for you.
Yes.
She's like, I don't know if he meant it because he's drunk. When you're drunk and you're yelling, is that the truth or the truest truth or is it a lying lie?
It really depends on how drunk you are because sometimes you'll get like pretty tipsy, pretty drunk. You'll be like, yo, I love you. And you're like, okay, that's the truth. And sometimes you get really, really, really drunk. You're like, I hate my family. And that's a lie. Because you're not even a human being at that point. So it really depends how drunk he was.
So if he's really drunk, he's telling the truth. And if he's really, really drunk...
If you sit on my face, I'll eat my way to your heart. It's too good of a line to not be premeditated.
He practiced that.
He wrote that.
He did it in a mirror.
He jotted it.
He actually practiced eating his way to a couple hearts.
Yeah.
Just to be sure it wasn't an empty offer.
Sure. With a chocolate Easter bunny at first, but then he worked his way up.
I really don't know. I feel like it's a good enough line that she should have sat on his face.
Yeah. What?
I How can't believe people agree with me. I do think it's true love if you want the person to sit on your face. I've never just wanted a stranger to sit on my face. Only people I really care about.
To sit on... What is that? What is sitting on your face? Is it the vagina or is it the butthole?
Everything.
It's one and
Every
the other.
Every hole. So yeah. much... Yeah. So much
wetness.
Moisture, stench. Yeah.
It's a mucous
Don't
membrane.
Don't say, ugh, because you know you'd like it if you loved the person. You love the person, you love their stench, you love their sweat, their saliva, the juice dripping out of their pussy. You do. Everybody's getting uncomfortable, but it's goddamn true.
So if this girl was sort of put off by it, maybe that's a sign that she should pump the brakes.
Well, just because she wasn't drunk too and she didn't know if she could trust him.
I can't believe you're taking this guy's side.
I think she's got to confront him sober during the morning and just be like, hey... Would you really eat your way to my heart? Would you start with my fart and make it to my heart? Yeah, that's beautiful. Start with my fart, make it to my heart. Yeah. I think she should give him a shot. I really do. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. What do you think? This is if I were you, so what if you were her?
I think if she's a little turned off by it, maybe she should pretend it never happened. Maybe he doesn't remember. And then see if it comes up in a sober setting. She doesn't have to force any issue. I mean, maybe as far as he's concerned, this never actually went down. So she should just suppress it where other terrible memories are. And then when she dies, they'll come out. And the bad ones will go to heaven and the good ones will go to hell. I mean, you know how it
Sorry,
works.
No, I'm learning so much about you. You think you bottle up your good and bad memories, and
That's
when you
right.
die, the good memories go to heaven, and the bad ones go to hell. I disagree, but I think it's beautiful that you have a faith in your own thing.
Thank you. I would not bring it up. I would be too mortified to say anything ever
And
again.
I would bring it up. He said it, so like you're allowed to call him out on it.
Yeah. I guess those are two differing pieces of advice. Very and nice. Sometimes, what do you guys think? Is it a romantic gesture? You're a lady. If a guy drunkenly came over to your house and said that to you, would you be flattered as if he showed up with daisies wilting in the rain?
Are you here? Is this your boyfriend right here?
Yeah.
Because he was nodding as Amir was asking you that question. And this is a really nice little microcosm because me as a dude up on the stage, I think it's romantic. You nodding along, you thought it was romantic too. Do you think it's romantic? You would laugh?
You would laugh until he puked on your shoes. Then would you laugh?
No.
No.
Leading the witness.
What else? What about you, dude?
Do I think it's romantic?
I don't give a shit what you think.
Wow.
No. Yeah. Do you think
Sean's just deep in your veins right now.
Actually, let me ask more girls, because it doesn't matter what guys think, really.
Yeah, where are my ladies at?
Where are my ladies at? Oh, how about a round of applause?
All right, so just the ladies.
So between romantic and this is sweet versus no, that's really weird. Okay, so romantic, really sweet, applaud now. Kind of off-putting, and I don't want to see this guy ever again. Applaud now. Oh. Pretty evenly split.
Not evenly split.
Absolutely.
How dare you call that an even split?
And it's a round of applause if that was an even split.
And who thought I won?
No!
We recorded it. We'll listen to the playback.
Shout out to Phil Fox who's helping us record. Round of applause to Phil Fox.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Making sure that all of this gets captured for other people to listen to. You greedy monsters. Other people can hear it. Do you want to read a question or should I just keep going?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'll read one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really should be. He's not drinking enough.
You don't understand. My tolerance is a lot lower than Jake. So I'm actually... Yeah, so like what you see right now is me being drunk.
My tolerance is lower. What does that imply? That I drink too much?
Of course. You're heavier and you drink too much.
What do you mean heavier?
You weigh more than me.
I'm stronger than you.
You're fatter than me.
No.
You're a fatter, drunker version of me.
I've got more muscle.
You have more fat, and you have more whiskey in you, okay. Always, than me, currently. I'm driving you to drink more.
Hey.
Relax, Mom.
Just take a pull from the bottle. I really would like to see.
Oh, that's a cool move.
Everyone, take a picture. Can you guys please just take a photo, hashtag it on Instagram, clam dipped.
Clam strip?
Hashtag howdy, hashtag clam dipped. Good man.
My peers have pressured me.
By the way, this is the coolest bottle ever. Have you ever seen the back of it?
Oh, whoa.
It's engraved with Jake and Amir suck.
Who made that?
The people at Tumblr.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Pretty cool. Jake and Amir suck. Give it up for us not being good. Yeah.
They printed 2,500 cases of these, the Jake and Amir suck variety. Cheers. All right. Here we go. We need another female name. I like Helvetica.
Helvetica,
I heard Helvetica.
Yeah.
That's Helvetica, a beautiful name.
That is a beautiful name, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. Helvetica. Helvetica writes... Is Helvetica the best font you can name a child? I grew up with a Times New Roman, and he was pretty cool.
He was really chill, actually.
Yeah, he was new and Roman, for lack of a better word. All right, Helvetica writes, hey guys, so I was feeling pretty down because my boyfriend told me... So I was feeling pretty down because my boyfriend never told me I was beautiful. It just annoyed me that he never said that. If you love someone, you should always think they're beautiful. So it eventually came out in an argument recently, and now he keeps saying it, but it feels so forced. Every time he says it, I roll my eyes and cringe on the inside because I just don't believe it. What can I do? Will it be like this forever? Thanks, Helvetica.
How dare
Round of
she?
Applause for Helvetica.
No! That's so rude.
Why she gotta be so rude?
Doesn't she know he's human too?
Human too.
Human too.
Yeah, the new evolved type of human.
That's right. It's just mean.
Well, I think we it strikes a chord with us as males because I feel like I perhaps have been here before where I've gotten scolded. I've gotten ired. In somebody's anger, and then when I changed it, it just felt forced. Because it was.
Right.
Because it was then forced. But it was forced because what else can you do?
That's the beautiful thing, because she was upset that he never said she was beautiful. She talked about it, and then he changed. That's what you have to pay attention to. Not that it like is forced or whatever. He might have always thought it, and he changed his ways to please you. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Embrace that, you asshole.
But it is forced now. Should she have not?
Of course it's forced. She shouldn't have said any... Well, no, she's allowed to say something. It shouldn't have come out in an argument. She should have been gentle and said, hey, I
really
like...
But how can you say, I would like it if you do this? And then... I feel like I'm back in a relationship now. I'm smothered. But if somebody brings something up and then, like, you're sort of stuck. Because if you do it, it feels forced. And if you don't... Then it's like you didn't learn your lesson.
Right, which goes back to pure heart rule and doing something with no expectations at all.
So...
She's supposed to just...
This is what happens when you give me too much of this.
Are you drunk?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah. So what... If let's say you're a girl, a beautiful woman...
Okay, that sounds nice.
You start fondling yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And your boyfriend never says you're beautiful.
Even though I am.
Even though you are.
Right.
One, would you bring it up?
If it was bothering me a lot, I think I would bring it up.
Be like, it's really bothersome that you never say that I'm beautiful. And then what if he then says it every day and then the words lose all meaning?
I guess if he's saying it too much, you have to bring that up. You're so nitpicky, though. I really think she has to look at the silver lining here, which is that something bothered her.
Yeah.
She spoke to him about it.
Sure.
And that thing changed. And now maybe she takes that information going forward, and rather than letting this come out in argument, you can talk to him again. Because it sounds like he's responsive.
So it sounds like now she's going to have to tell him to
say
less.
Well, right now, you can tell she's letting it bottle back up. She's like, oh, it's so annoying. Yeah, it makes me cringe every time. And it's going to come out in an argument again. Like, oh, stop saying I'm beautiful. It's like, what the fuck do you want?
Whoa, that was genuine.
I feel for this guy. I want to go out with him. I'm simple, man.
It would be a lot easier if we were gay, huh?
Dude, I tell you all the time.
Oh, I don't mean with each other.
Oh. Right. Just you and Crandis over there.
I'll take what I can fucking get.
What would you do?
I can't even put myself in her place. I guess stop being cringed out or rolling my eyes. I don't know.
Change your attitude. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, be different.
Yeah. I feel like that's, of course.
Would you be with someone if you didn't think they were beautiful? Like, isn't that, I guess you still have to say it even though it's implied. But if I chose you as a partner, I think you're beautiful. Isn't that not true?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, sure. Beauty is so weird. I think...
You don't know you're beautiful.
I don't know.
And that's what makes you beautiful.
Really?
Everyone else in the room can see it.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know I'm beautiful.
They prey on little girls. Can we just talk about that for
a
second?
That's not fair.
They take advantage.
All right.
So what should we tell this girl? Relax.
Yeah, relax.
Chill. He's doing it. At least he's changed, which is really the most you can ask
for
someone.
All you can ask for sure.
Yeah. I guess if it really bothers you, you can
mention. Is anybody out here in a relationship? Does your significant other tell you you're beautiful enough? That was about half as many people that were in relationships.
Well, this is a good reminder to anyone listening.
If you're sitting next to your girlfriend and she said she was in a relationship and then didn't cheer for the second half, you got yourself a problem, man.
No, don't do that. All right.
You're going to start fights.
Yes.
Dude, you got yourself a problem. Uh-oh.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Next question?
Yeah. I was just saying, that's a good reminder to anyone listening out there, not necessarily in the room right now. It's great to say you're beautiful to your partner.
Thank you.
Just do it now.
Right,
and they'll be like, oh, that's so nice. And then they won't know you heard it. They won't know that a Jewish man once told you to say it. They can't. A shifty Jew.
You're calling yourself a Jewish man now.
I was bar mitzvahed.
Man, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
At the age of 13.
You deserved it. You were a man then.
I became one.
I was a man, then I had braces for 2 more years.
Enough.
Actually,
that's quite enough.
I think you had braces for six more years after you became a man.
That's how good my teeth are currently.
So it was becoming a man, then the pubes, then the braces.
Of course.
All right.
Then sex. Last but certainly least.
The Jews really got it backwards.
Let's take a break.
You're right.
What can we possibly talk about? Is there anything anyone wants to chat about or mention? Here's the deal for you uninformed. Jake tells his virginity story, which is something of a folklore for whatever reason. And he only does it at live podcast tapings. And then if you're listening to the audio recording, we cut it off and we go to commercial break, which is like Jake's virginity story, only about underwear or snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's do that right now. Let's get a round of applause as we go to commercial break.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow.
very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly. Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15-year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Hey.
I trusted you guys not to judge me.
I like the story, actually. It gets better with age.
Thank you.
We have time for one more question. Are you guys okay with that? One more question? This one's good. We need a guy's name.
Crazy how we can't hear anything?
Yeah. I'm deaf.
Yeah.
All right.
All I do is keep hearing Bijan and I can't unhear it. I'm going to be sleeping tonight.
You know what?
I hear Bijan
whispering in my ear. I sort of heard Leence. L-E-E-N-C-E.
Leence?
Leence.
Who said Leence?
Did anybody say something like Leence? Lynx? Blinks. Okay.
You said blinks?
Blinks. B-I-L-I-N-X. Yeah. Right.
All right.
So the girl I was texting earlier, grade younger, Dime, actually likes me. Let's call her Girl One. Another girl is just as pretty but has a better body. Let's call her Girl Two. Anyways, I text both of them all the time, and girl one will sometimes just randomly read the messages and not respond. I normally don't mind. But I'm starting to wonder, does this mean she's trying to drop me like I'm hot? Or is she just not a person that likes texting? And girl two has liked this one guy for a little, but he has never even hinted at liking her back, which makes me think she'll drop him, and she has told me I'm option numero dos. Now my question is, should I go after girl one, go after girl two, or should I just go after them both, and whoever stays with me is the keeper? I've liked both of them for a while now. Thanks for the help, guys. Love, Lee Blinks. Let's go down for Blinks.
Blinks. Oh, that's so sad. I want to say he deserves it. For like anybody that writes an email that's like, girl one, girl two.
Yeah.
You're a bad person.
He also has girl none of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, girl one or
all right,
two.
So both of these girls don't like me.
Yeah.
One doesn't respond to my text. The other one told me I was option numero dos. The saddest way of being confident.
Yeah, just speaking in Spanish.
Yeah, like Spanish, but so sad.
Yeah, I was plan B.
Yo soy option numero dos.
Have you gotten this type of stuff on textjake.com? Textjake.com. Has anybody used that?
Live advertising.
We built a website that allows Jake to offer live text suggestions for you. So you'll upload your screenshot and Jake will tell you how to respond or start a conversation with a guy or a girl. Does this sound familiar to you? A guy who's constantly texting a girl and she never responds.
Yes.
And he's like, what do I do?
Well, I think it's just there's like an epidemic of obliviousness where...
Oh, this is your Wall Street Journal article, right?
Yeah, of course. The epidemic of
oh God, it's a good thing you're a writer.
Yeah, that's true. So it's these people have no idea how they're perceived by other people.
Yeah, why is that?
Because they're not self-aware, because they're dumb and bad.
Can you be smart and also not self-aware, or is it the same thing?
I think it comes from like a deep-rooted insecurity, right? They build up a wall. So this guy thinks he's not desirable to anybody. That's why he's wondering, like, well, why doesn't this girl respond to my text? Whatever, it's fine. Is she trying to drop me like I'm hot? Maybe she just doesn't like to text. And this other girl, oh, yeah, she told me I was option numero dos. That's great. That's actually really bad. If people don't respond to your text, and then your other crush likes somebody else.
That's a bad place.
Think about the different way I could spin that story. So his option number one doesn't respond to him. And his option number two called him option number two.
Your guy two to girl two.
That's not good.
So?
So I think the real answer is, if he's giving us multiple choice,
yeah.
It was A, B, C, D, none of the above.
Sure.
And he can't go after anyone because no one likes him.
No one that he knows of.
Sure.
But there's hope for him yet. Can you become self-aware over time, like a cyborg in the future, gain powers that allow yourself to become this way, or is it a genetic thing that you either have it or you don't?
I don't know. I feel like it's like self-editing, you know?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What do you mean self-editing?
Like, could you look at something that you wrote down and find the mistakes in it?
Oh. No. No, I understand what you're saying. You're like, are you able to look into yourself and find your own faults?
Yeah, and see what you're insecure about and check yourself against like the facts and opinions and be like, am I being an asshole right now?
But do you think you can look back in time and say, oh, maybe I wasn't like that back in the day, or were you always like that?
Was I always self-aware?
Yeah, or have you gotten smarter over time?
I've gotten smarter over time, but I'm still a complete moron. The smartest thing anybody can do is realize that they don't know anything and their mind constantly changes, right?
Oh, so it's sort of self-deprecation.
I think so.
If you look down on yourself.
I feel like I'm having a therapy session. Right now. I don't actually know anything, but yeah, I know this guy's a piece of shit.
So what would you say he should do?
I think he needs to download Tinder and
swipe to the right so frequently.
Just nonstop.
Yeah.
Just wear like a hole in your screen from swiping right.
The glass is melting from the heat, the friction.
I think I want him to get glass slivers in his index finger from swiping so hard.
A glass, what's it called? A splinter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said sliver, the splinter, they're sort of interchangeable.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm trying to even fathom what advice could be that's not...
You're asking me. I'm asking, what do you think?
I feel like he has to start from scratch. Like crumple up this piece of paper. It's good to restart sometimes. A lot of times you have these like lingering situations and relationships, and you can just like, all right, let me start from scratch and really see nice. If I can meet somebody
new. I feel like
new.
No one's here right now. This is just me and you, man.
Yeah. Why aren't we fucking?
We should be.
Would you say that's true?
I was lost in your dick that entire time.
Start over. Option three, girl three.
Yeah, start over. You shouldn't be numbering the girls in your life. Option one, option two, although that girl did number you.
Yeah, is option two really that bad? There are 7 billion people on Earth. So to be someone's number two is actually not terrible.
Now we're talking about math, so I'm lost.
But like if a girl came up to you that you really had a crush on and she was like, I'm actually really interested in this guy, but once he rejects me, I want you so bad.
Fuck that.
Why?
Because then you'll forever be like, you wish you were with somebody else.
Yeah, but then it's like, oh, you didn't get him, so that's not bad.
That's the saddest fucking relationship I've ever heard.
No, because isn't wait, right, oh no,
oh,
melting.
No, you're number two.
Needs more
if
oil.
If you're cool with it, then you're number two to everybody.
Here's an idea. What if we're all number two to everybody and we don't know it yet? Every relationship you're in is because nobody else wanted to be in a relationship with that girl or guy.
That's
yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
True love is not real because I promise you, my grandparents were married for 50 years and my grandfather would have fucked Scarlett Johansson. I know it.
If what?
If she
was into older dudes,
to,
yeah.
If she was like, yo, John, you're option numero dos, he'd be like, okay, let's do this.
Let
you know
me spin
I mean?
This a different way. Would you ever date someone that's been broken up with? Because in that case, you're number two.
You broke their mic.
How do you respond to that accusation?
If
you ever date someone wrong. That's been broken
Everybody
up
Everybody understand that that's fundamentally flawed, correct? Yeah. You change as you grow. You like your relationships shape you. Mm-hmm. Just because like somebody broke up with you doesn't mean you're like cast away, like not an option. It means you have ended one relationship, you've learned and you move on and then you grow and then you're part of something new.
So you're saying you're always the number one choice and your girl's always her your
I'm saying everybody's always striving to be their best for the person they love and that you don't I'm a piece of shit. I don't think because someone has been dumped that they're trash. That just means they...
Oh, now you're putting words in a mouth. Are you listening to this? This logical fallacy? I never said you were trash.
You said if you've ever been dumped, then you're number two, then you flipped your mic over.
That was a muscle spasm.
It was an accident.
What do you guys think? Is it okay to be someone's number two? Because all in all, there's so many people in the world that number two is actually not that bad. It's great. Number two, a silver medalist? I would love to be number two. If I was the second best anything in the world, I would
be a
goddamn savant.
Have you ever like, posed a question to 200 people and had them all disagree with you?
Actually, sadly enough, yes.
Does that feel good to have everyone in this room not on your side right now?
You know what it is? I'm representing the quiet minority because I know there are
You're
some people
this
here.
This lone soul not in his chair.
Yeah, right now this guy's in traffic on the 405 nodding. He doesn't know why, but he agrees with me.
He's nodding, hitchhiking, hoping he gets home to no one that loves him.
We're out of time.
Tell you what, though, everybody in this audience, you guys are all my number ones. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for coming. We're going to be hanging out outside if anyone wants to, like, chat, take a photo, hang out, whatever. And then otherwise, thank you so much for coming. That's our show. Good night.
Hello? Hi, it's me, Russ Matthews, America's gay. Listen, I get it. Life is hard. Okay, we all struggle. Boyfriend problems, girlfriend problems, job problems, life problems. Which TV show to watch? Honey, I get it. You need help. That's why I'm here. I'm the gay best friend you wish you had, and honey, you know you need. It's Straight Talk with me, Ross Matthews. This is tough love, honey, but it's worth it, like plucking or waxing. Get your weekly gay pep talk right here on podcastone.com.